Pashas Boy, Perakir Kim, Pasik Vav. Shivas Yomim Toichal Matzos. 7 days you should eat matzos. But Yom HaShvi Chag LaShem. The next Pasik says, Matzos Yi Ochel. Eshivas Yom. Roi Melech HaChomet, Roi Chol Sor, Roi Chol Gubulecha. So the first Pasik is Shivas Yom Toichal Matzos. And it says, Matzos Yi Ochel, Eshivas Yom. What's the two psukim over here? Second of all, in the first part it says Shiva Yom Toichal Matzos. Matzos is spelled Mem Tzadik Tov, without a vav. The second part it says Matzos Ki Ochel Eishivas Yomim. So the famous Goin, in the MS we see a tremendous Zachar by side. Hilchos Pesach starts off with the halachas of the first halacha is in the mitzvah of Mois Chita. The first mitzvah in the Hilchos Pesach was one of the most common things. You know, there's certain mitzvahs that the Gemara says of Pesachim, or the Gemara says of Pesachim, that 30 days before you have to start learning the halacha. Shloish Jim Yoyim. The Machlois Vishroyim holds on every chag, but that's called Pesach Vali 30 days before. So many halachas after Lord. The whole list of halachas, it's come out that one of the biggest halachas, the Chayev, Mr. Brura. It's all Hilchos Pesach, the second, okay, from tough Chof Tes to the end of Hilchos Pesach, so it's where, if you go with the Sfiras HaOmer, is Tov Tzadik Dalit, Tov Tzadik Hei, Tov Tzadik Dalit. So the Maisa, Mamish, how many Simonim is that? Tov Chof Tes, Tov Tzadik Hei, come on. Tov Tzadik Dalit, what?
About
50, about 40. 70. Almost, right, almost 70, come out to 70, 70, 60 is the morning, all the cooking, everything, how to make the matzahs and bake the matzahs and everything, the chametz with matzahs and all the mitzvahs of us. And how do we start off the Hilchos Pesach? Mois Chita, my boy. The goyei, for everybody to have with the matzahs of us. The biggest story that put that in the back, you know, somewhere the last sip sneaking in over the, that's the beginning of Hilchos Pesach. So just going, we can understand the child of Pesach. State Shivas Yom Toichal Matzos. So the Hilchos going Matzos Shivas Yom Toichal. Talking about 7 days you eat Matzos Toichal. You eat Matzos, but Matzos is Chaser of Pesach. The next post is Matzos Ye Ochel. Matzos with a full vav yei ochel shall be eaten by who? By others. The Torah HaKadosh is telling here by side, when it comes to your matzos, just make sure it's enough. Shiva Shem Teichel matzos, it's enough. You don't have to have abundance. But matzos yei ochel, but there's a full word matzos in that puzzle. When it comes to the andra, you have to worry that make sure he has plenty of by side. Because you have to worry about your ruchnius. Again, it's gashmius of by side. You need all the chumras of matzah of Pesach. Matzah represents the amuna, matzah represents all the yidurim, what matzah represents of Pesach. The Torah says, well, you know what's more chashu by me? If you make sure Yena has the matzah. Therefore, if you say, I want to be matzah, but that's the beginning, that's what we start off. Hilchos Pesach of Pesach. What do we start off with? We start off Hilchos Pesach with Yisoy. Worry about everybody having matzah today. Come on! First, you gotta worry how to take the matzah, all the yidurim, the prison, the yidurim, I tell you about prison, mounts every pole, make sure it's thin. In the back somewhere, put it, you know, that's how you start a little face up. Make sure everybody has matzahs. Much more chashuv. In the back somewhere, stick it into one of the logs on the side, a shatzin somewhere, make sure everybody has matzahs. No, the erish the thing of myself, it was going to face out of myself. We're going to face out of myself to make sure, worry about Yana, worry about the other guy. So that's the story of this world of myself. But more how chama, how important it is. We tend to get into our ruchnias and to chosh mazal of myself. Mitzvahs be'olam namoch, we tend to get into it a very, very heavy oil. We don't realize how a chosh bo'olam matzah means matzah and mitzvahs be'olam namoch. How chosh it is and how it could even precede many of the things that we do. That's the first to be our first priority. What's going on by Yana? What's going on by Yana? We can be moist on this morning, Mamas, that's the holy side of Pesach. The coming of Pesach, we're getting ready for that. The most holiest night in the world of Pesach. The holiest night. The Vilna Goin says, in the night of Pesach, he wants to ask the Vilna Goin, he said, over 64 different mitzvahs. There's no other night, no other time, in the entire calendar, the Jewish calendar, when there's so many mitzvahs taking place of us. They counted 64 different mitzvahs of kind. The Rabbanans, the Rices, this, that, all different things. Every single thing you do, up to 64, I don't know how with the cheshbon goes. 64 different mitzvahs of us. Unbelievable what's going on there, Chen. That's Leil Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. Leil Seder, Rabbi Yisrael, is the night when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always say over the Vor, Rabbi Yisrael, which is good for the, to say over the Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. Every year you get up to the Seder, and you have to say this part from the Emes to Yanki. It says on the night of Seder, we start off the Agada, Rabbi Yisrael. How we start off the Agada? We start off the Agada, Holach Ma'anya, in Aramaic. What do we start off in Aramaic for? Why are we saying in Aramaic? It's the Emes to Yanki, I think it's from the Chidor, not the Agada. One of the Emes to Yanki, it's off the Emes to Yanki. It says like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, with days on the days, in Beloza, he used to go visit the sick. He used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Gvinu L'tov, Dav to them in Aramaic, correct the Gemara. Gemara says, Lamed Gimel, Ein, Halach, why is he saying Dav in Aramaic? They don't understand. The Malach wants to bring up the Tefillah. But the Gemara, Shani, Choyla, Shechina Gabei, you know, by Choyla, the Shechina Gabei, Hashem is by him, right by the head of the Chayla. You don't have to come up to Malach when you buy the Chayla. They can say that's what we want to be Magus. So too, I went to the night of Pesach, you don't have to come up to Malachim. There's both by the Seder. We say Halach Ma'ani Lashon Aramaic. It's the Emes Yisrael, Meredith. I always say it's a great word to start off the Seder with the Pesach. We have to realize tonight we don't need any emissaries, any mitlevs, we don't need any middle people. We go straight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to say, what's the bar? I always want to say the pshat is because that night is, it's not just, you know, it's a remembrance day. No, we're reliving it. And on that night, it was Ani V'loi Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to every Seder, says the Zohar. Everybody's, every individual. Hashem is there. His mom is present at your Seder. You can talk in Aramaic because you don't need Malach on the night. This night of Pesach, Baishan, with so many mitzvahs, I say the rice. How many mitzvahs I say the rice? We had the whole year. Mitzvahs I say the rice, eating matzah. A saver could be the rice. This, that, Haggadah, the rice. The mom's mitzvahs of Baishan. Unbelievable, Baishan. And the guy's mom sitting there. He wants me to take and carry every mitzvah, with all the Yidurim, with all the Zachin. So, how do we start off this great day with the Halach Ma'anya? What are we worried about? Who doesn't have food? That's what you're worried about. Measure the matzahs on the scale, you know, or measure the matzahs. Make sure mamish, you know, you have good meaning. Make sure every matzah, make sure every matzah comes to kivus, no failus. You know this, like that, the matzah perfect, the wine, make sure you have the good perfect wine. And with your grape juice, the hiddur, the shaker, if you don't sheep this. Everything that you're measuring, and measuring charts out there with the mora spread out, measuring everything, everything's measured, special charts, 3.2, 4.6 ounces, everything's measured totally. This night we were so victor, so addicted to Allah, and we should be the doctor. How does it start off? Oh, Dichvin, Yetzer, says, who doesn't have to eat? Let's go find, take it easy, Rabbi. Not this Archim could be on another night. And that's the night when we're, oh, my mokoy! He's sitting there at the matzahs. Achilas matzah. He wants to get in. No push. Tonight's the night we're all into Ben Olam Lamokah together. No, tonight, this holiest night, burns them to everything. Oh, we start off, go around, look for people. The Shabur brings down the pressure. Dafkab Archim. Dafkab, go find Archim. Get people that need to eat. Find poor people. That's the emissary, because folks looking for a bus. That was looking out for somebody else. Matzah Shiachel. You're worried about your matzahs? You can have Yotz with Shir of Chaim Noah. Have a small matzah. What about if you have two matzahs by your table? Give the Oireya. He's hungry. Give him a full matzah. Make sure he has plenty to eat. Make sure he's full. Go give Yisav Yitzel. Come in. You worry about your gashmi, make sure he has. That's choshu b'ayni Hashem. And this night, when it's such a dictum, when the Olam Lamokoi, the dictum has to be even greater than the Olam Lachadeira. Go dichvin, mois chitim, shok the goy matzahs, ye ochel, full matzahs, ye ochel, for the aliyim. To you, matzahs without the bar, matzahs yoicha. Because we talk with this world of both sides. We're created with eyes of both sides. We don't see ourselves, we see others. Tachlis is to look to somebody else. I heard last night I was at a chasen at somebody that Simcha Bamberg, there's a rug. He said over Chedush HaRiv, Amri Chedush HaRiv. What stay for the markers of Choshech? Stay for the markers of Choshech in last week's parasha. What stay for Amri Yivuzah? Stay for the markers of Choshech. Choy, vaye mashal yo shma vi choy shafe ba. Vay ro ish es ochi. Vay kom ish mi tar shoy yo. Said that the Mishnah, you know what the biggest, you know what the worst part of Marcus Choy, you know what the real mark of Marcus Choy was? Vay ro ish es ochi. No one could see the ochi. That was the biggest mark. Because that's the path we created for. Ro ish es ochi. Zusharim, the most terrible part of the Marcus Choy was, my role is this office. You couldn't see your friend. Because that's the tachlis, amazing. The tachlis world of us. That's what we have eyes for. Eyes, we can't see ourselves with our eyes, basically. The ikka part of our eyes to look to somebody else, see what they need of us. Right? We always say, oh, we're the verb of kind of illusion. We have two eyes of us. When we're looking at somebody, our right eye is facing that's left eye. Your right eye is facing my left eye. Why is that way? Why don't we both look at our right eye? You know why? As they say, I serve Hashem the Chayim Belashim. He said the Pshat is, because the right side is Lashon of Gvura. The left side is the weaker side. My path in my right eye is looking to your left side, your weaker side. Your right side, your strong side is my weaker. I have to look how I can, my strength can help you, your strength can help me. That's the pathless up there. The eyes are supposed to see the other guy. But where do I see? But he had to help fill him up. You didn't able to see each other. You weren't able to help each other. I wanted to be mobsham fees there. Maybe that was the pshat of Baisat. Well, they went now, and later on, Klaisa went to ask Isha Mishesh Kreta. They went to ask to borrow, and everybody should have. And the Mitzvahim should be able to. And the Mitzvahim lent out. They lent out the stuff to Isha's Achiv. They were lending out. They were lending out the materials to what's it called? To Klai, to what? The Kessel, they sold. They lent it out now. They lent it out because the Pshat is that the Hashem made it that way. And now that they lost their eyesight, they came back to eyesight, they realized that the half of eyes is to see somebody else. So Hashem made it, they've been able to lend out. After this Klai, so they came to ask. Now they saw that they had the Koyah of to see somebody else. So go see and go give it out. There was a tachlis deal to be landed at the client. So there was a tachlis. But that's the tachlis of Baisai. The tachlis is the same as Shaldara of Baisai. To see your neighbor, see what he needs, see how he fill up, see how he do chesed, see what's going on with them. We get so wrapped up in our ruchnias sometimes. So wrapped up in a tachlis important. And we forget about what's going on with somebody else. And that's just as important. Now, that's what the Goyim is telling us of Baisai. So wrapped in your matzahs, worry about Yenna's matzahs. And this is a big story, but especially the meaning of Shalom Bayit of Baisad. A man can be very wrapped up in his mitzvahs, and wrapped up in his ma'aseh tovim, and his shteiging, and aos of Baisad. But he doesn't have time to think about his wife, he doesn't have time to think about this, but my wife, the needs of his wife, and that's his path, that's his spirit. That's a marriage sort of battle, Baisad. Hashem made man and women different paths, and each one's supposed to help the other. And your job is not to worry about how she's supposed to help you. That's not the top of us. Your job is to worry how you can take care of her with your eyes. Isha's Achid, look what she needs, Rabbi said. Take care of her needs. And sometimes you can revive there, Rabbi said. Revive on your Yeruchnias for you. Saw Salanta on Kol Nidre night, Rabbi said. They were waiting for him in Shul for an hour. What happened? He was walking to Shul, and he saw Salanta. And a mother had left the baby crying. She went to run to Shul for Kol Nidre. And she left the baby at home. So we saw the baby crying, screaming the way he went. And he looked, we went looking for the Kol Nidre of Baisai. With Alas Kedusha. Where was he saw Salanta, Kol Nidre? Everybody was screaming, Kol Nidre. Where was everybody? What was Rabbi Saul Kedusha doing? He was rock a boy, baby. On the truth. It's all Salanta. Leo, Yom Kippur. What are you doing rocking a baby? That's what Hashem wants from us. Row each is mochi. That's the time. You have to worry about Yenis. That's the time to worry about Yenna. And it sometimes precedes our ruchness of us. That's what you saw. That's what the Goyen saying. Matzo si ochem. We have to realize that and ingrain it of Isaac. To realize about it, we have to be the best we can be towards Hashem. But Hashem wants us the best we can be towards our neighbors, towards our wives, those around us. Have a nice day.